open your heart. Those of you at home, as the music plays, just open your heart. Open your hands. Of you today by his presence, by his presence. I declare you free. I declare you whole. Jesus. You know, when Jesus walked on this earth, his purpose was very, very clear. And that was to reveal who his Father is. He said he would never do anything without hearing from his Father first. And he said, if you want to know the Father, then look at me. And you know, when the angel came and announced his name, and the angel said he will be called Jesus, which means Savior. And in the Amplified Bible, it says that it's someone, the Savior who has come for this purpose, to save us. I want to show you exactly what it says. The Savior who will save his people from their sins, that is, prevent them from failing and missing the true end and scope of life, which is God. Jesus Jesus came to save us from ourselves, to save us from missing what life is all about. And it's about God. It's about Him. And this week, you're going to experience things. You watching from home, you're going to see things that you may have never seen or experienced before. And because it's new to you, because it doesn't feel like it's that familiar, don't be afraid. The Bible tells us to test all things. And even in Jesus' time, when he walked with the people, amongst his own people, the Bible says when he set them free from the enemy, when they were delivered from the oppression of the devil, they were confused. They couldn't understand it. And so they said to him, please just tell us, are you really the Messiah? How is it that you can cast out demons? Because some were saying it's from the devil. And they said, but how can the devil cast the devil out? And they were so confused. And they wanted to understand, who is this person? And this very week, you're going to see people set free. You're going to feel the power of God in a way that you've never experienced it before. Because when you get into the presence of Jesus, it comes all over you. It comes all around you. It changes the very atmosphere that you are in, that you will feel His tangible presence. It'll be so obvious. But don't be confused. Don't be afraid. These are the words that Jesus said to them when they were asking Jesus, please, who are you? Are you really the Messiah? Is this really you? In John 10:25, Jesus answered them and he said, I have told you that I am the Messiah, but you do not believe me. You do not trust me and you do not rely on me. And then he said this, the very works that I do by the power of my Father and in my Father's name, that bears witness concerning me. They are my credentials. That is the evidence in support of me. This week, as you are healed, this week, as you are set free, this week, as that burden is lifted off of you, this week, as you begin to walk in the abundant harvest, even in the area of your finances, as you begin to walk in the freedom that Jesus has for you, this will be the evidence. This will be the credentials that what happens in this place, that comes across the airwaves into your home, this is evidence that it is of the Father, that it is His work, that it's to glorify Him. And just as Jesus walked amongst people and did the work of His Father, so here in this place, His angels and Himself, He walks amongst you. As you open your heart to Him at home, there is nothing stopping His presence from coming right into where you are, inhabiting the very atmosphere around you and pouring Himself over you. He will manifest Himself to you in a way you could have never imagined. That is Jesus, and you will know it is Him, because the signs and wonders and miracles and the joy that is inexplainable and full of His glory will fill your heart and give testimony and be the credentials that you know, that you need to know, that it is Him. This is my heart for you. This is our heart for you, that you would taste and see and know that He is good. He is good. Thank you, Jesus. you are. Just lift your hands. I can feel His presence here already. And this whole time that we have together, you will feel the glory of His presence. And you at home, I can see such a hungry, hungry heart and desperation crying out for Him. The atmosphere is set. He's done it all. And He's ready. And He's eager. And He's willing to set you free. So, Father, right now, in the name that is above every name, the name of Jesus, I thank you that you let your presence saturate every hungry heart in this place, that you cut through every barrier, that there will be nothing stopping you from manifesting yourself right now, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's worship Him.